What is the other great tradition? It's these family meetings, family councils, where everyone holds that period of time special, almost sacred, and that you establish it. Maybe initially, particularly if your children are older, you establish it softly, maybe out of one of these beautiful dinners. But little by little, you set up a time where this is the time for our family meeting. What we've learned about family meetings is to create high involvement in the preparation, high participation in who does what, so that the responsibilities are shared around. A time for fun, for laughter, for activities. A time for some serious discussion around values. And based upon your own religious convictions, a time for singing and prayers. And let different people conduct. And make them full of interest and variety. You can't just shoot from the hip and go in there and expect to have a really successful home meeting. You have to pay a price. But they are tremendously powerful in creating this sense of family, this sense of leadership in the family, and everyone is participating in developing this vision and this value system and examining themselves against it and to see how well we live it, so that the mission statement of the family becomes like a literal constitution, as we have spoken about it before.